You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
Kumquat, say what?
You're looking at me?
Yeah, because she thought you're some kind of freak. Now come on, let's go.
She likes me, eh?
No way.
Oh, that one's way back. I can't see the ball. It's either out of here or lost inside my wife's big, fat, cheating vagina.
Good day and welcome to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast, Strep Throat Edition, Day 3, for Wednesday, May 19th, 2/10. I'm Tim, and this is the latest in smartphone technology.
Google Phone is slashing monthly fees thanks to an ad-supported service that whispers ads right into your ear. Jeff Tate has more.
Thanks, Glenn. At a shareholders meeting yesterday, Google announced steep price cuts made possible by a revolutionary new voice recognition software that can detect keywords in users' conversations and verbally suggest related products and services on the spot.
So, Satra, where do you want to go for lunch?
Well, Jen, there are some great restaurants in my neighborhood.
Hungry? Sonny's Barbecue, the best place to grab comfort food, hundreds of locations nationwide.
That sounds good. Let's go there.
That sounds great.
Automated whispered advertising will allow us to offer the world's best smartphones nearly for free. Users won't even remember a time when they didn't have a second voice whispering in their ear.
Tech publication reviews have indeed been enthusiastic.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Mother's Day gifts, plants, chocolate, sexy.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Google Phone. It's barely costing me a thing.
Google also will be further offsetting consumer costs with ad-based ringtones.
Oh, mark yourself down to Chase Bank. Oh, mark yourself down to Chase Bank.
Google has preloaded dozens of new applications into the phone, including a GPS system that gives directions to sponsor businesses.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts in 0.6 miles. Let's go. Come on, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts.
As well as state-of-the-art camera software with subtle advertising imagery. Critics, however, are decrying the ad system as a possible safety concern, pointing to a recent 911 call placed by a beta tester of the Google Phone service.
I don't know what happened. I just crashed my car. I skidded off the road.
Toyota Tacoma starting at under $16,000.
Sir, I'm sorry. I can't understand.
Hello, can you hear me?
You calm down.
My wife is here, but she's not moving.
Take her on the vacation of her dreams.
Sir,
romantic getaways at dreamresorts.com.
Can you please repeat that? Sir, I need you to speak up.
Google has promised to resolve the issue in upgrades. In the meantime, Google is testing out cost-cutting software that will make it possible for your phone to call members of your contact list and mimic your voice while advertising products. Here's a sneak preview of what my friends would hear.
Hello.
Hey, just wanted to say hi and tell you about job opportunities at Monster.com. Fresh job listings posted daily. Have jobs emailed to you. Sign up and find your dream job.
For tech trends, I'm the real Jeff Tate.
Yahoo is also announced plans to enter the smartphone market. The Y-Phone, which will license current Google Phone software, is expected to be out in 3 to 4 years. Coming up next, a new state quarter has revealed a previously unknown state.
I swear, technology is getting out of control. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
Dinosaurs are hiding. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. Paleontologists made the announcement today that dinosaurs, long thought extinct for 65 million years, are evidently just hiding. Team leader Neville Scott.
Thousands of dinosaurs are hiding behind large buildings in urban areas, behind trees in the forest, and in other very clever hiding places.
The breakthrough discovery has led to a wholesale rethinking of modern paleontology. Now, instead of looking for dinosaurs in the ground, scientists will explore really good hiding places behind and under things. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
All right, so it looks like this episode was The Onion Show. Hey, you go where the comedy is. Always a reliable source, theonion.com. Well, that's all the time we have left for this episode of the broadcast. Pleased to be returning tomorrow when we continue to have more internet comedy fun.
A thumbnail sketch, a jeweler stone, a mean idea to call my own. Old man, don't lay so still, you're not yet young. There's time to teach point to point, point observation. Children carry reservations, standing on the shoulders of giants. Leaves me cold.
Shut up!